Town meeting day voters weighed in on 10 Act 46 school district merger plans Tuesday. The results were split, with 6 plans gaining approval and 4 plans being rejected by voters. And if there's one takeaway from Tuesday's results, it's that school choice remains an important consideration when people vote on the consolidation plans. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
School choice has been a thorn in the side of Vermont school district consolidation law from the start. When Act 46 first got off the ground in 2015, there was confusion over whether newly merged districts could include towns with and without school choice. The State Board of Education was forced to clarify the rule and explain that districts cannot include towns with and without choice. The Act 46 plans that were considered yesterday represented a broad range of ideas, and they included districts that kept choice and others that would have eliminated it. And the voters made their feelings known accordingly. In the Windham Central Supervisory Union, the town split into 2 camps, and 2 individual Act 46 plans were considered. Brookline, Newfane, Jamaica, Townsend, and Windham don't have choice, and their plan was approved even though Windham, the smallest school, rejected it. But 3 other Windham Central towns, Dover, Wardsboro, and Marlboro, have school choice, and the Act 46 plan would have eliminated Marlboro's middle school and changed the choice system. That plan was rejected.
It's very emotional and it's very real when you have to reduce what your offerings are. And I think you see that in the vote. And it's totally understandable.
That's Windham Central Superintendent William Anton. Anton says there was strong opposition in Marlboro and Wardsboro leading up to the vote. And he says all of the issues that were facing those small schools before the vote, they remain in place.
My responsibility to work with them and see what is the best path forward that they want, that the law allows, that the law dictates, and that the future can make sustainable.
The towns of Westminster, Athens, and Grafton also have limited school choice, and that option would have been lost under the Act 46 plan in the Windham Northeast Supervisory Union. All 3 of those towns rejected the plan, which doomed the district's move toward consolidation. And while school choice might have changed the minds of some voters in Windham Northeast and Windham Central, up in the Northeast Kingdom, retaining school choice appeared to get those plans over the finish line. 2 Act 46 plans for 18 towns in Caledonia and Essex counties allowed the towns to keep choice, and the mergers passed by an overwhelming margin. Michael Clark is superintendent of the Essex-Caledonia Supervisory Union.
We needed to make sure any plan that we came up with provided the opportunities for students, that it maintained choice or improved it, that it kept our small school culture, and that there needed to be opportunities for taxpayers.
In the new NEK School Choice District, 10 small schools that are spread out across the kingdom all have pre-K through 12 school choice, while the Kingdom East District covers 8 towns and 7 schools.
I think what's really exciting about the work that the committee did in the Northeast Kingdom is it brought the communities together so that instead of thinking about this in terms of a town, people in the Northeast Kingdom today are thinking about education in terms of a region.
In the other end of the state, the towns around Manchester in the Bennington-Rutland district supported their plan, which retained the high school choice option. Donna Russo-Savage with the Agency of Education says she was somewhat surprised by how well the merger plans did Tuesday. In the last round of Act 46 merger votes, a lot of the plans were written up among school districts that have worked together and among districts that were willing and ready to go before voters. Now we're in the second phase of Act 46, and Russo-Savage says the towns have to work harder to come up with proposals that work and then convince the voters.
These were very complex areas of the state, and the communities worked hard to put these proposals forward. The earlier proposals that we saw that were approved last year had structures that were simpler to come together. These had more differences and more things to be worked out.
Merger plans in the Addison-Rutland and Windsor Central Supervisory Unions were also approved Tuesday. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.